Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me not in me.
For some more folks to pop on here. Good morning to everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. So I just wanted to share that link there. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. Amen and amen. So good morning to those who are hopping on. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Amen and amen. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about being thankful. Being thankful, y'all. Hallelujah. Being thankful. Being thankful. So I am indeed truly glad to be on here this morning and just so super excited. Good morning, Mom. God is just truly indeed good. I'm going to get back to that platform that I was on with Restream so more people could be able to hop on here and, you know, and listen on YouTube as well, because some people are working, so they like to listen while they at work with their earphones on. So I know that normally it's simultaneously how it runs. So it would be on my YouTube channel, but it's not there right now, but I am going to screen record and send it to my YouTube channel for those who are on YouTube and for those who are dialed in on today. God bless you, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm, like, so super excited about today, so super excited about God's word and just what he is just doing, because he is so faithful. Wait a minute. Did we have a good time last week talking about divine intervention, divine intervention? Woo, let me tell you something. Only God could do what he does, and when he does it so great. Good morning, Sister Mutchison. How are you? I pray Deacon's doing all well. Amen, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. So, guys, first I want to say last week, I believe, I had my book talk. It was so awesome, you guys. I mean, it was so, so awesome, so awesome. So I'm going to be doing another one, leave in the next 2 weeks or so, and I just want everybody, I'll send everybody all the information for it. So today we're going to get started, and we're going to be talking about being thankful, just being in a place where you could be thankful, coming from Nehemiah chapter 8, and just talking about just being so thankful in the Lord and just appreciating what everything that God has done for us. Amen. Hold on, Mom. Can you all hear me? I believe you can. I'm glad he's doing well, Sister Mutchison. I believe you all can hear me. If not, okay, I know you would. Let me see. You know, I got to put my thing up. Good morning, Sandy. Sandy, can you hear me well? I'm typing yes if you can. I'm going to just keep on talking until you get to my mom had texted me and said about my volume. Amen. I believe you can. So I'm just going to keep on talking Amen and amen. So on this morning, we're going to talk about being thankful. So let us pray before we get to the word. Lord, we thank and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your new mercies every day, God. Lord, I thank you for just loving us more than we love ourselves, Father. Even when we just don't feel ourselves, we know that you're always there for us. We love you, and it's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. So we're going to dig in. So today I'm coming from Nehemiah. Amen. Oh, good. Okay. Good, Mom. Amen. So just one moment, guys. Amen. So on this morning, we're going to be coming from Nehemiah chapter 8. I was like so blown. It's like every time I read this here chapter, every time I read this scripture, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's just always just something so new every time you read God's word. Every time you read his word, it seems like it's just something new all the time. Like, you know, you be reading and you be like, oh, my gosh, this is like, I just never seen it in that light. I just never seen it in that way. And it's so amazing how God just be God, just all by himself in the midst of being thankful, in the midst of just having your joy. So just one moment, guys. Should have left it how it was. Amen. So I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 8 on this morning. So the word of the Lord reads, excuse me for my head being turned. Ezra chapter 8, and it says, then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people had been weeping as they listen to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy. Go and enjoy, he said. Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That was Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. And in this portion of scripture, Nehemiah was speaking to Ezra, and Ezra was reading the law. So he was reading the book of the law, and he was reading it to them, to all the Israelites. And they were, when Ezra was reading, they were so caught up into, oh my gosh, we fall so short. We have not been obedient to God. We have not been obeying God. And they seen where they actually could have done more in terms of serving God, in terms of, you know, being a godly person, but instead they began to weep. So Nehemiah's thing was, wait a minute, hold up. First of all, this is a sacred time. This is a holy time. This is our time where we can give thanks to God. And on top of God, this is our time where we can share and celebrate and share with those who are in need, those who don't have nothing to drink, those who don't have nothing to eat. This is our time to share with those in need. So they were weeping and wailing when he was reading the law, because they were saying, oh, my gosh, look how I've been living. Look how I've been treating God. And it's so crazy, because in life sometimes we can get so hung up on things that we didn't do in our past, what we should have done. We should have did it this way. We should have done it that way. Or maybe, and that those things haunt us and taunt us constantly over our heads about what we should have did yesterday, what we should have did differently last week, what she would have did, and maybe our lives would have turned a different way. But instead of praising the Lord and thanking him for where you are today, thanking him for his forgiving grace, thanking him for just forgiving us, you know, and we get so caught up, and that's what happened when they began to just talk about the laws. They seen where they fell short with worshiping the Lord. They fell short with being a godly person, being holy. And Nehemiah said, wait a minute, this is a holy day. This is a sacred day. This is a time of celebration. And this is a time when you need, when on top of celebrating, you need, when you celebrate and go help somebody that's in need, because that's a part of celebration. It's connecting with those people who are in need as well when you celebrate. When you celebrate, you should bring people who are less fortunate around you. You should have them with you, celebrating with you because they're in need. You know, help preparing to give them a gift. You know, the gift of, that God has given you, you need to share that gift with them. Amen? So that's what Nehemiah was saying to them. Stop weeping. And then, you know, on top of that, you become so self-centered. So now it's not about you praising the Lord and celebrating. That's why he said the joy of the Lord is your strength. So at this point, it's not about you celebrating and worshiping God. At this point, you focus all about yourself because it's all about what you did, all about your shortcomings. So then you become so self-centered and stuff on you that you don't even see your neighbor. You don't even see somebody standing beside you where you can be a helping hand, where you can give them help, where you can say, God, I thank you. Because you're so wrapped up in yourself, self-centered. Self-centered people, it's a lot of self-centered people where it's all about them. Have you ever been in a place where you're celebrating, you're having a great time, and then somebody comes to your celebration and it's all about them. They looking like, woe is me. So all the attention is on them and everybody's asking, what's wrong? What's wrong? They can't even celebrate because they looking at you and now you're down. They looking at you because you came in, you know, woe is me type of attitude, and everybody now attention is turned to you. Like, what's going on? What's wrong? Instead of celebrating with whatever was going on. And we do, and there's some self-centered people out here where it's all about them. They don't care what's going on, whether you're having a birthday event, whether you're being homeless, or whether you're giving out to the needy. It's just in the midst of doing all that, they looking sad because it's about them, about their affairs, what's going on, instead of focusing on God. And that's what Nehemiah was telling them. Okay, this is a time where you can rejoice. This is a sacred time, a holy time. Don't read the laws. God, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for how I treated you and mishandled your people, how I did you so wrong, God. And get straight and begin to worship and then begin to give. See, they missed the whole point of giving. They missed the whole point of celebration and connecting, celebrating with a time where you can give those who are in need. Amen? Oh, my gosh. I wish y'all could talk back to me right now. Like, we were sitting at the table chatting. And we can converse with each other. Oh, my God, because I know some people can attest to some folk, because I just want to put a pin right there where some people are so self-involved and self-absorbed. I call them self-involved. And so self-absorbed, so they don't even see anybody else other than them. It's all about them all the time. They may give you 2 minutes of want to hear you, and then after that, it's all about them. I know y'all been there too. It's always about somebody else and not about you. Or people call you and you begin to share stuff about yourself, and then the whole conversation, next 45 minutes, is all about them. I've learned that some conversations and some people is just one way. And sometimes that's true. Even when your closest friends, it's always just one way. It's never about you. It's always about them. Just being so one-sided all the time and so self-absorbed and so self-centered, everything is about them. I had to learn the difference of when people, when they call some folk, it's just all about them. They're not calling to see how your day is. They're not calling to see what's going on in your world. It's all about them. And sometimes, you know, I just had to learn that, you know, okay, this is our relationship. Our relationship is one-sided. Do I love them? Oh, yeah, I do. Our relationship is one-sided. It's never about me. It's always about them. So I just sit and I just listen. I don't do that so often. There's only a few that I'll be doing it for. But I'm just saying, everything's so self-absorbed, so self-centered. Oh, my gosh. That's just like, do I even exist? Do you even see me? Or do you just see what I can give you? You can see where you benefit from that. Amen. Let me see, can I read some of your comments? I know my mom is going to be like, she got her phone all up. Hi, Wendy. How are you? Yes, you understand, Mom? Yes, Jeff. So selfish, I'm telling you. It's just always about them and just never about you. And it's like, let me tell you, I think when I realized that, was really recently, because sometimes you'd be sitting there like, it's just all about you. Like, you call me just about you. Like, how was my day? Do you even see me? Do you even know how my morning was, how my afternoon was, how my evening was before it went on you? And it's all about your world. It's all about me, you know, pouring into you. It's all about me, you know, saying, oh, my gosh, building you up. Mm-mm. But you know what? It's okay, because when I hang up, Jesus builds me up, okay? He's the one who builds me up. So that's fine. Go ahead, do you. Do I still love you? Yeah. But I just know that's our relationship. It's just one-sided. So that's what Nehemiah was saying. I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 8. I read verse 9 and 10. And Nehemiah was telling them to do not mourn a week for all the people. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. So they was weeping the whole time instead of reflecting and saying how I can do things better. Because how often do we hold things over our own head, and it taunts us and it torments, or maybe if I'd have did this differently, things would have turned out this way. Or maybe if I would have handled this situation like this, then it would have gone this way. Okay, but even if we didn't do those things at that time, God is a forgiving God. You got to release that stuff. You got to remove that stuff and not, don't allow it to keep taunting you and keep tormenting you every time things don't go in the opposite direction. We are our own worst enemies, and we beat ourselves up constantly. Which way could have gone that where things would have turned out differently? I struggled a lot with that with my marriage, my ex-husband, because it was times where I felt like, oh my God, if I did this, maybe it was going that way. Maybe I have done that or said this would have gone a different way. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, when I got on my knees and prayed, so that's what I'm saying is good. You got to seek God to give you peace and to give you comfort. There was no which way I could have gone other than saying I don't, instead of saying I do to it, that it could have gone a different way. That was just the nature of that, because it was a wrong choice on my end, because it's something that I wanted. But I had to ask God, forgive me. Help me to move past this place, because, you know, I feel like I'm a failure, feeling like it didn't work, feeling like maybe if I'd have done this or that, things would have gone. Or maybe because, you know, he was a Christian, but he wasn't as deep in it, you know, as I was. So maybe I could lead him a different way. Let me tell you, having done all to stand, I did everything I could possibly have done for that thing to work. It just did not. And then I started running for my life. So, yes, I was like, peace, because after a while, it became so toxic to my life was on the line. You know what I'm saying? So you look at those things, and it's not always a physical thing. It could be a mental thing. I was so mentally, thank God for healing, okay? Because mentally, I was just like, oh my, I'm almost gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I'm just holding on. So I'm saying to you, in the midst of you feeling like you failed at something, ask God to forgive you. Remove that torment. Remove those negative words that are playing on your mind about this is why it failed, this is why it didn't work. Maybe if you'd raise your child this way, that would have worked this way. Maybe if you'd have did that, okay, well, this is a brand new day. God, please forgive me for my sins. Help me to be a better mother. Help me be a better father. Help me be a better Christian father, God. And that was the problem with Nehemiah, was speaking to those who were weeping, because they was reading the law, and they were standing there weeping and crying because they felt as though, oh, my God, I sinned against God. I wasn't as holy as I should have been. I was slipping and sliding back and forth. But Lord, forgive me for my sins. And that's when Nia said, wait a minute, you all should be celebrating. This is a holy time. Instead, you so self-centered, if everything is about you. This is the time where you can give to the needy, where you can invite them in, because that would they connect the celebration with giving to the needy, giving to them. And that's what Nehemiah says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Because when you don't have strength, your joy is that. But when you have joy, that's when you become strong. So that's why he said the joy of the Lord is your strength. And don't you know, even if you are down, and even though you are helping those in need, it fills you up physically, it fills you up spiritually. When you do something for somebody else, even in the midst of being down, you know, when they had read my book, a few people read my first book, Shattered But Not Broken. When they read that book, you can also find on Amazon and DeWanda Martin with my other book, A Diamond in the Garden. Amen. And they said, oh, my gosh, they start counting back the time and said, oh, my God, I did not know that you were going through around that time, the same time that you was helping me. But don't you know that gave me strength? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you begin to help somebody else and not be so self-centered all about you and your world and what's going on, it gives you strength to be able to work with somebody else, give you strength in order to be able to help somebody else spiritually and physically. It really fortifies you, really builds you up, because it does build you up when you're helping somebody else. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you is that, and thank y'all for the hearts in the midst of you going through some things, when you help somebody else out, oh my God, you feel your strength coming on because you're not focused on your situation. Hallelujah. And that's what Nehemiah was saying. This is a holy time. You are celebrate. Help somebody else out, even in the midst of going through. When I tell you, that really helped me through. It helped me through my depression. It helped me through making me feel like I was a thug in the whole situation. It really built me up on the inside, just helping somebody else out. I began to get my joy and my strength back. So I know what it is to go through something and still got to help somebody else, feed the kids, still got to get up and be a caretaker to somebody else, still got to get up and just go to work every day. But it fills you up and it gives you strength. So what I'm saying to you on today, the joy of the Lord is your strength, because that's what gives you strength, the joy. Because when you don't have joy, it weakens your bones, it weakens your muscles. You don't even want to get up out of the bed. Hallelujah. So in the midst of knowing who you are, owning it, and on top of that, God, forgive me for what I didn't do last night. Forgive me for what I didn't say last week. Forgive me, God, if I could have did something differently. But this is the time I'm going to rejoice, because I'm thankful to you, God. I'm thankful that you saved me. I'm thankful that you forgave me. I'm thankful for everybody else who threw stones at me. You was taking the stones off of me. You was blocking them so nothing could hurt me, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So even though they may have looked at me in that light, but how do God look at you in this light? So know that if God is for you, who can be against you? So in the midst of feeling like you're defeated, in the midst of feeling like things could have gone a whole nother way, if you just would have said something so simple as okay, or something so simple as that's good, it doesn't matter. Ask God to forgive you for your sins, forgive you from going in the direction that you went through or went to that was not of him, that was so wrong, you know. And I'm just a firm believer of that. You know, if God forgives me for my sins, God, and be thankful in the moment. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of your joy. Be thankful. That's what Nehemiah was telling me when Ezra was reading the law. Be thankful. Be holy unto the Lord. Be thankful to God. Go and while you're celebrating, celebrate and give to the needy. Now somebody else to celebrate with you. But be thankful. Stop being so caught up on how you've got a curveball, life threw you a curveball, and it didn't land where you thought it should land. You shouldn't be where you thought you should be at this time, but pick up the pieces and keep on going. Pick up the pieces and keep on moving. Hallelujah. You got to pick up the piece and keep on moving, because if not, nobody's not going to pick up those pieces for you. They sure not. You got to pick up the pieces for yourself, because only you could pick it up to move forward. They could tell you what to do, but you have to take what they tell you. I'm talking about positive people in your life, and then you begin to move out like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, I'm just so excited on today. I'm so excited because I know when I became so weak, so I couldn't even feel myself anymore, because I was so weak because I had no joy. But the moment I got my joy back, whoo, glory be to God, I got my strength back. I was able to fight. Okay, God, and fight a spiritual fight, y'all. I ain't talking about physical fight, a spiritual fight. For weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. I began to fight. I began to war in the spirit. You know, with God fighting for me, fighting for my mind, fighting for my life, fighting for my integrity, fighting for me. I had to fight for me. My mama couldn't fight for me. My daddy couldn't fight. My sisters, nobody could fight for me. But God fought for me because I know it was bigger than them. Only God could get you where you need to go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you, I take them everywhere I go. And when I feel like I have fell short, God, forgive me. Stop blaming yourself for things that went a whole nother way. Stop tormenting yourself, because when you torment yourself, you can't move to the next place. They couldn't even move to rejoice over what God has done for them because they were so consumed on what they didn't do. But what are you doing now? So you got to take your mind off of that. Mind off of that. Yes. Because we constantly tormenting our own selves, allowing the enemy to torment us with thoughts. If we would have did things, okay, it's over, it's done with, you know that it is, keep moving, whatever it is. It could be your job. It could be your leadership position, whatever, you know, that's a done deal for you. But God has moved you to a different place where you can do different things and bigger things. See, one closed door doesn't mean that your life is over. One closed door doesn't mean that this is it for me. No, it means that it's another door that God wants you to go through. Why? Because you're still living and breathing. So it's another door that God has you to go through, another door that God wants you to go through that's so much greater than where you are. But see, they couldn't even rejoice because they were so busy weeping. And feeling guilty of how they mistreated God, feeling guilty. God is a forgiving God. He just wants you to say, God, forgive me. Repent for your sins. Mean that forgive, ask for forgiveness and turn around. Don't do that thing no more. Hallelujah. That's repentance, to turn around away from that thing and never do it again. God just wants you to repent for your sins, you know, and move forward and past that so you can continue to worship him, continue to be thankful that he kept you. Thankful. I was thankful to the Lord that my life could have went a whole nother way because of my disobedience to him. But God is, because he's a deliverer, because he's a healer, but most of all, because he's a forgiving God. And he's a forgiving God. And we always say, oh, my God, God ain't going to forgive you for that. Why? He's God. Oh, yes, he will. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and move past that so you can get your joy back. Get your joy back. Get your hope back. But first it begins with being thankful. First it begins with asking God to forgive you. Second, being grateful that he forgave you. Look past that. This, like last week when I talked about, what was my topic last week? What was the topic, you guys, last week? It was so, so good. I know where I came from, talking about Jerry, his daughter. It was what I preached about, intentional. Okay. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that what I talked about last week was Jairus' daughter and how God is so awesome. And he just does, he's an intentional God. He just does stuff and he's so powerful and he's just so knowing and he's just so awesome. And I just love him. But I learned to live in the moment. I learned to live like, God, you know what? God, forgive me for my sins so I can get past this place right here. See, healing is in the building. Healing is right here for you. You need to be healed and stop beating yourself up about how things went. Some things was out of your control and some things you could have controlled. But ask God to forgive you because he's a forgiving God. And stop beating yourself and tormenting yourself. And be thankful. Feed the homeless on this Thanksgiving. Or be around people who you know that are in need, who don't have a place to stay or a place to eat. You know, be grateful, you know, for where God has brought you from. And don't be so caught up in yourself or you so self-absorbed until you can't even think about nobody but yourself. But you're missing a whole opportunity. Whew, you're missing a whole opportunity. You are missing it because the only thing that you're focused on is yourself. Hallelujah is yourself. Hallelujah. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Amen. You know, you're so consumed with everything else around you instead of being consumed with praising God and giving thanks to him. So remove that from you. Remove those past doubts in your mind and things that you, when you thought that you failed. You didn't fail. You didn't fail. There's no failure in God. You didn't fail at that thing. It just happened, and it didn't go the way you wanted it to go. But of course you wanted it to go well. I don't care if it was a job interview. I don't care what it may have been. You know, it don't have to be because of a relationship. But how about your relationship with God when we felt like we had failed God? And that's what the children of Israel were struggling with. And so weeping, I came from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. They were weeping because they felt like, oh, my gosh, our shortcomings. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. As it is written, there's no righteous, no, not one. God is righteous. God is a forgiving God. But he forgives you for your sins because that's the kind of God that we serve. And they were so caught up on what they didn't do until they was missing God's sacred and holy day. They were missing giving thanks. They were missing celebrating the sacred day. It was sacred and holy. And they was missing a whole opportunity to worship God and also being connected with those folks that was in need because they were so self-absorbed about what they did not do. And that's when Nehemiah had to say, no, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Because when you're weak, then you're not strong. And you lose all your joy. But when you get your joy back, get your joy back on today. I'm going to leave you with this. Get your joy back on today. The Lord is your strength. And it is. Because when you have joy, you become strong. And help those that's in need while you're going through different situations, while you're not feeling your best. I've learned when I did that, it just built up my strength. It just built up my faith. It built up my spirituality. It just built me up spiritually. It built me up. Hallelujah. And I began to heal. Hallelujah. Because you be forgetting all about yourself, and you become thankful. Listen to somebody else's story. I'm sorry, you guys. When you listen to somebody else's story, oh, my gosh, you be sitting there like, I'm just going to take a seat because my story is not like theirs and theirs is worse than mine. Yes, seriously, when you be so self-absorbed, when you hear other people's stories, their stories be sometimes worse than yours. And you just begin to say, God, I thank you. I glorify you, God. I worship you, Father. Hallelujah. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I want to thank you all for joining in. And I want you all to have a happy Thanksgiving. And I came from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. Yes, let me see if I have some comments on here. Amen, Mom. Be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. That's right, Stephanie. Thank you, God, for another day. Hi, Penny. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. Just trying to see some more comments on here. Amen. Amen, guys. Amen. Hi, Doris Smith. Happy birthday. Belated birthday. Amen and amen. Hi, Laura. How are you? Amen. So just be grateful on today. Amen. Be grateful on today. Be grateful. Amen. So I'm getting ready to hop off of here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bless you, and I lift you up, and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for your word being so true. I thank you for being so faithful, God. Even when we fall short, God, we thank you for picking us up. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you for everything, God. We thank you for those who are on this call on today. We pray, Father God, Lord, that you would just send financial blessings to them, God, in the name what you say, God, that they will be prosperous on today. Those who are listening, those who are watching, who will watch the replay, God. God, we thank you, God, Lord. You said in the word that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, we thank you for strength. We thank you for preparation. We thank you for keeping us, God. Lord, we thank you for your son who's died on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You say in thy word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we thank you, Lord, for healing Deacon Mutchison, God. We do bless your name, God, and continue to heal my sister, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side and know that he loves you. I am so excited about today, about every day. This is coffee with me, drinking out of my coffee mug. Oh, how about you guys? You have to go to my, I'm having a great Black Friday sale on my website, which is www.hopevictorious.com. HopeVictorious.com. Go to my website on Black Friday. I'll be running some great sales on there for you guys. Also, I want to thank you all for joining and purchasing my book, A Diamond in the Garden. And our book talk was so bomb, y'all. So I'm going to put it out there again. Those who have missed it the last time, that's fine. You can join in this time. If you're still reading the book, you haven't ordered the book, or you're going to order the book, or you don't have the book, I still want you to be a part of this book talk. So, and it's going to be on a Friday within 2 weeks. So I'll send out the notifications on my Hope Victorious page, and you guys could sign up for the registration. I'll send you the Zoom link. It is so awesome, y'all. We had such a great time on there. Yes, we did. So I just want to thank you all so much. Know that you are diamonds. Know that you are enough. Know that God loves you and he cares for you. And when don't nobody else see you, God sees you. Oh, yes, he does. When nobody else sees you, God sees you. You got to know that he sees you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So guess what? Your work is not in vain. Everything that you have done was not for naught. Mm-hmm. Because God, sometimes we feel like we just be working and grinding and working and sowing in the vineyard. And God, do you see me? But he does see you. And sometimes you feel like he don't, but he do. Now, man may not see you, but God sees you. Hallelujah. But when God wants that door open, it will open. When he wants it closed, it will close. And when he wants it open, it will open. Every closed door ain't a bad thing. Sometimes God closed doors to open up a great door because he know that we still going to be hanging on to that door. When if he shut it, we don't have no choice but to move. Oh, Jesus. We don't have no choice but to move. We have no choice but to move. Do you hear me? When he closed that door, and sometimes we be so hurt by closed doors. We be so wounded and broken by them. And God is saying, I got something greater for you, hon. I got something better for you because you thought that was good, but wait to see what I'm going to do for you next. Even when you look at all this calamity in the world, you look at the world and how things are spiraling out of control, God is still in the midst and he's still blessing. He's still pouring. He's still getting you right. He's still preparing you for great things. And that's how you got to look at it. God prepared me, with Jesus, to be a sanctuary. Oh, my God. When I tell you he's so faithful, y'all. So be thankful and grateful during this time. Be thankful and grateful every day. Be thankful. Amen. So God bless you all. I'm going to hop off of here. And let me see that I get in Texas this morning. One moment. Amen. Amen. So, and that happy birthday to Della Weiss, Evangelist Della Weiss, was her birthday on yesterday. So God bless you, everybody, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Okay, God bless you. Bye.